For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Monday is Memorial Day, a time when the nation will pause to remember the men and women who died while serving in the military. More than four decades ago, after the Vietnam War, some veterans in Kentucky and elsewhere say the conflict is still claiming casualties. Lisa Autry has this report.
This guy here, he and I were on the same team in Vietnam. And that's Billy Smith. He was the first one to be killed in Metcalf County. And me and him was drafted on the same day. So I still have a special.
Denzel Lyle looks through a scrapbook at his apartment in Elizabethtown. He points to a picture of himself with a black Labrador retriever.
I was the dog handler, and we worked in five-man teams.
What was your dog's name? Do you remember?
Joey, B388, which it came from the British. And that was called the Queen's dog. And they tracked. They worked off of more of a ground scent.
Lyle is one of about 125,000 Kentuckians who served in the military during the Vietnam War, and many were exposed to a harmful herbicide known as Agent Orange. The U.S. military sprayed the chemical to clear vegetation so Viet Cong wouldn't have a hiding place. But the toxic chemicals did more than that. Agent Orange left a medical legacy for veterans and their families.
I'd have had a little blister come up under my watch when I was in Vietnam, and it would went up this arm. And then the next several years, my face would tan in different colors. Never thought nothing about it because that was just another thing that you got in the jungle until we got to hearing about it later on. Yeah, I had a basal melanoma taken off my nose right here.
He suspects his skin cancer was caused by exposure to Agent Orange, but that was never confirmed by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Medical conditions are showing up more in Vietnam veterans as they age. The VA has confirmed that every soldier with boots on the ground in Vietnam was exposed to Agent Orange. It's been linked to multiple health problems in veterans and birth defects in their children and grandchildren. Vietnam veteran Ronald Howell of Bowling Green receives VA compensation because his diabetes was linked to Agent Orange. He's also in remission from colon and thyroid cancer, which the VA hasn't connected to his exposure. At 72, Howell says he's old enough now that it doesn't matter. He's more concerned about his two granddaughters.
One, the first one, I think may be affected, but I don't know. She started college last year, but she was born. She couldn't hear out of one ear, and one kidney didn't develop.
More than 40 years after serving in Vietnam, David Calherd is on another mission, this one educational. Calherd is president of the Vietnam Veterans of America Chapter 1051 in Elizabethtown. Calherd also has cancer related to Agent Orange, and for the past year, he's been holding town halls across Kentucky, including this one in Glasgow.
We want to welcome everyone here tonight. We put these on in hopes that the families can understand what Agent Orange did to us and what we brought home to the rest of the family.
I've talked to people where it's actually skipped generations and gone into grandchildren, and they just had no clue. And they say, now I know why my child is so sick all the time. Something finally makes sense.
Congress passed the Agent Orange Act in 1991, which allows Vietnam veterans to receive compensation for their illnesses. In most cases, children and grandchildren don't qualify for VA medical care and compensation. In 2017, legislation was passed by Congress that called for the VA to research the generational impact of veterans' exposure to toxic chemicals, not just in Vietnam, but other wars. The study so far hasn't begun. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Lisa Autry.